playing a fun little game right now called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and let's introduce you to Dalen calling us from the Highlands. Hi, Dalen.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Really good. Really good.
Dalen's got brown hair, drives a red Mazda, is a musician.
Ooh, chicks dig that. What do you play?
Yeah, he plays the guitar and lead vocals, right? You said?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. You're in a band. Oh, yeah.
So, Dalen is in a new relationship?
Yes.
All
going well so far? Yeah.
Have you guys had the first kiss yet?
Yes, we actually have. First date.
All right. Went well. All right. I'm assuming.
Good for you, Dalen. Is she like your type, or is she kind of intriguing because she's not your type? You know what I mean?
She's definitely my type.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good deal. I have a good feeling about it.
All right. Well, Dalen, Kelly's going to explain how Little Kid Drunk Adult works.
Yeah, so you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
I accidentally farted while taking a picture with WWE wrestler Kurt Angle.
Farted taking a picture with Kurt Angle. All right.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult. What do you think, Dalen?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right.
I'm feeling little kid vibes on this one, like a nervous little kid. Nervous toots, maybe.
All right. Kelly's saying little kid. Dalen, you're saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
I felt like it was a little too good to be true.
That's right. Very good. You're one for one.
I had the biggest crush on the Olympic champion, Kurt Angle. And I had a chance to attend a meet and greet with him. And drank too much before meeting him, and I accidentally let one rip while I was getting my picture taken with him.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
It sounded like it was audible. Well, that's not great. Oh, that is worst case scenario.
Oh, my God. That was his finishing move. That's funny. All right, you're one for one. Here we go, Dalen. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I once jumped in a bush with my pants down on a dare.
Oh, gosh. I mean. Oh, what? Little kids dare kids, and drunk people put dares down.
Jumped into a bush without pants on a dare.
I would hope it's not a little kid, but I'm going to say drunk adult again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sticking drunk adult on this one.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little semi-drunk kid.
What?
We're going to go ahead and give that one to you.
I feel like we're both right?
We're going to go ahead and give that one to you. You're going to have to explain yourself.
I was 10 years old. I was very, very sick and was given medicine that back then had maybe 5 to 10% alcohol in it. I decided to drink a little bit more than what I needed so that way I could get to sleep. But instead it made me loopy. And I was dared to jump in a bush with my pants down.
Sounds like a great idea at the time.
I don't know who dared you.
Yes.
Oh
gosh.
All right. Hey, you're two for two. Good job, Dalen. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got a large beer nut stuck up my nose and had to go to the ER.
I mean, you play bars. You know what a beer nut looks like, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Little kid.
All right.
So you're not thinking of the trifecta of drunk adults.
Well, the second one was kind of both.
It was a little. Okay. I'll do. He seems to know what he's talking about. I'm gonna do little kid.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
All right, yeah. There you go.
Look at you, yes. Dalen. Perfect. 3 for 3.
My brother and I were trying to see how far we can shove beer nuts up our nose.
Oh, no. No, no.
Dalen, do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Did you ever have any sort of competition like that when you were little?
No, I'm 10 years older than my siblings, so.
Okay.
Okay, well. All right. So you didn't tell them to try to shove this up your nose. Let's see how far it'll go.
Hey, see how far this pine cone can go up your nose.
Oh, gosh.
I won, But then I also lost because basically then I couldn't get the beer nut out of my nose. So my mom had to take me to the ER.
Oh, gosh.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I mean, more than that, it was just extremely painful. Moral of the story, do not shove beer nuts up your nose.
There you go.
Or anything.
The moral.
Really, don't shove anything up your nose. Oh, bless your heart. Probably more embarrassing for a mom.
All right, Dalen, congratulations. You're a winner today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Oh, very exciting news.
Yep.
All the good things that are happening for you right now.
I'm
just happy for you.
I know. Life is coming up, Dalen, for you. All right? So, love that. Well, hey, hang on the line a quick minute. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. Okay, buddy?
All right, thanks.
All right, hang on.
All right, so we've seen some of these come in yesterday. We need more. We need some more stories. So if you give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us a voice note of you telling it at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.